all aspects of metaphysics, spirituality, intuition, mediumship, and psychic interpretation on Spiritually Speaking are not an exact science. Therefore, within the concepts of all roads lead to the source, the interpretation and expression of information, opinions, and sharing is from our current perspective and understanding.
Hi, this is Roy Glessing, and you are listening to Spiritually Speaking on Eden Radio AM 1368.
Yes, you are, and it's Janet and Diane in the studio. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Janet. Pleased to be here.
Welcome back. I missed you last week. This whole idea of alternating weeks was fantastic. But last week, trying to do everything was a little bit overwhelming, but I'm going to get the knack by next week.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks so much. We've had messages in already, and we're going to be addressing them. Please do stay tuned. Mm. Are you ready with the first one?
I am.
Good.
I am.
Good. Go for it.
Okay. So I'm off at a speed again this week. Right. The first one is from Judith. She is currently staying in the UK between countries, is immigrating there, wants to know whether she'll get employment in the UK. Right. This is what I sense. I can see the anxiety and the frustration with her while she's waiting to hear. She's gone for a job interview already. Her encouragement is to have patience because there is a position on the horizon. Looks around the festive, around the time of the festive season that she'll hear. And it looks as if somebody that who's interviewed her is currently away or will go away. So that's why the delay in receiving the news. So I also see that there may be some negative people around her that aren't that encouraging. So rather move away from those and then take on the support from somebody close to your heart. So I do see that there is something great and positive on the horizon for her. Her angel message is to keep your intentions crystal clear and don't move away from your desire. Just focus on it and just keep it there. Yes, you've got something good coming up for you. So don't back down now. Or don't give up. Okay. Right.
Just in case you don't know, unmute the mic. Just in case you don't know, this is Eden AM 1368 Psychics Live with Janet and Diane on Spiritually Speaking. Spiritually Speaking has been going for just on 3 years. It was during the day up until the end of May of this year. Then we had a break to rebrand and relaunch, etc. So this is our third show in this time slot of Sunday evening at 5 p.m. And yes, we're fielding your questions live. And please, it's the WhatsApp line is 083-452-1143. If you would prefer to send your questions ahead of time for the show during the week, you can email them to janet@edenradio.co.za. And did you know that Eden Radio has teamed up with Bidvest Waltons in Park Meadows? There's a special 10% discount that's available only for our listeners that use the code Eden Radio when purchasing at Bidvest Waltons in Park Meadows. For all your stationery and furniture needs in the office, home, and school, come to Bidvest Waltons in Park Meadows or call them on 011-615-3559. That is 011-615-3559. Remember to say Eden Radio when you purchase at Bidvest Waltons during September. The code will be valid until the end of September. Bidvest Waltons, your convenient solution. We're going to hear from a band called Alter Bridge, lead singer Miles Kennedy. Miles Kennedy has toured with Slash from Guns N' Roses. He's also featured acoustic concerts with Slash. And you know what? I think he's going to be touring shortly with Guns N' Roses again. And my personal opinion, I'd rather have Miles Kennedy than Axl Rose.
This is Spiritually Speaking, incorporating Just Ask Janet and Angel Oracle Assist every week on Eden AM 1368.
Tell us a little bit about spiritually speaking on air? What is it? What is it all about? What happens? What are you doing?
The focus in the relaunch or the rebranding is to do psychic readings. There seems to be a call for it and a need for it.
Right. So how does it work? What have people got to do?
Well, we've got a dedicated WhatsApp number in the studio, 083-452-1143.
That is awesome. It really is cool. I'm trying to think of what questions I'm going to send through. No, but that it really is fantastic. I had something else on my mind that I was going to ask you, but I don't know. Maybe you can you tell me what I was going to ask?
No, we don't read minds. We are guided. Okay, if I could share this. Everyone is psychic. Everyone has a sixth sense and everyone has a intuition. And if one wanted to grow that or sensitize it or learn to work with it more diligently, then you could also do readings.
Oh.
Well, it's about putting in the time.
AM 1368.
Yes, it is. It's all about putting in the time, the effort, and the study. And we're back. Which one are we doing next, Diane?
Okay, what about Anne from Pretoria?
Okay, Anne from Pretoria. Let me just see. It's on the WhatsApp line. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Is the romance I have been seeking from a certain man going to come into fruition?
Aha. Okay. I think there's between jobs and romance. I think those are the two biggest questions that we receive. Right. Okay. Anne, what I see is that your intentions are to have the greatest uncomplicated relationship. Of course, everybody desires this. And the person that you have your sights on looks like he desires something very similar. Okay, between the two of you, I see there's a great rapport, and for a time it appears that you're very much on the same path. I'd like to encourage you to get to know him really well and or better to actually determine whether his values or beliefs are the same as yours. I do see a little bit of a crack when it comes to materialism and or money. And if you can overcome those differences, then I think that the relationship is worth a chance. So in the interim, I'd say that, yes, get to know him really well, but see a little bit deeper into this whole situation. So there's no rush. Enjoy the friendship first, okay? Your message or your message from the angels is it says that your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path, which is great. Okay, the thing is to have a partner that is equally yoked as you. So only time normally tells whether this is so. When that mask drops after the first few weeks, then all will be revealed, I'd say. So take it slowly, take it easy, and see whether you can overcome those hurdles that will be revealed. Okay.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to mention for those who may be tuned in for the first time, Diane and I are seasoned psychic mediums. We've been around a while, quite a long while.
Okay, well, you're giving our age away.
I know, but it's just to give credibility to the fact that we actually know what we are doing.
Yes. You know, it's a lot of readings come through as very positive. And it's not a case of, well, I'm just going to tell her that everything's going to be fine so that they'll go off and enjoy themselves. But the thing is, if you're not working with integrity and you do see there's a hiccup in the path, it's best to actually just warn them. You know, you can expect something, but, you know, there are ways around it. So it's for your benefit, basically. When you have a reading, is not always to expect the worst. It's not always about that. So it's very motivational. A reading can be very motivational and uplifting, and that's what we aim for. And if we do see that there is a warning, well, we tell you, but in the nicest, kindest possible way. We don't work with fear. And some readers do, and I want to say that it can damage a person. Mm-hmm. We don't go down that path.
It's all about the love.
It's all about the love.
And the light.
And we are doing our best to spread that.
Okay, so there's a way that you could share without upsetting people and shocking
exactly.
people and
yes.
hurting them.
I've had some shockers in my time, let me tell you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So this is Eden AM 1368, Psychics Live on Spiritually Speaking, and it does incorporate Just Ask Janet. Just Ask Janet is a stone of the week, a color of the month, and affirmations to go with that. And then Angel Oracle Assist is the joint commitment and interaction of Janet and Diane. Diane is Angel's Haven, and every week we have a message from the angels that we will be publishing all the affirmations and the messages from the angels on to our Facebook page, which is Spiritually Speaking on Air. So search for that, please, and like the page. And while you're there, please also search Eden AM 1368 and like that page also. Let's hear from Crosby, Stills, and Nash now with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
This is Spiritually Speaking. You're on air, online, in tune. Angel Oracle Assist, every week on Eden AM 1368.
This is Eden AM 1368.
It most certainly is. And just would like to mention, we're having a bit of a celebration at Eden AM 1368 next Saturday the 22nd at 5 p.m. at the restaurant Fahrenheit in Edenvale. It's very well known in this area, but please, we're inviting everybody to come along because we're having a family karaoke evening. It starts at 5 p.m. and we're going to have a load of fun. And if it's successful, we'll have it more regularly. So please do join us on Saturday the 22nd, that's next Saturday, 5 p.m. at the restaurant Fahrenheit in Edenvale. Over to you, Diane.
Yeah. Janet just told me that her and I are going to be the doo-wop girls. I'm not quite sure about that, Janet, but let's see. Maybe beforehand we could sort of like envision something. Anyway, we have a question here from Sue from Boscrane. What advice would be given how to deal with her sister whose husband was terminally ill? He has since passed in the last couple of days. This sister seems to be giving her somewhat of a hard time and now seems to be avoiding her. So, Sue, I've had a look, and I see that your sister has some issues, and it's all centered around her husband and subsequently the passing on of him. And what she's really doing is doing some soul-searching around her future. So her anxiety has probably come through a lot in the calls that you've had with her. And the attitude is one that might have come across as abrupt because of this. So by avoiding you and not being so friendly, I'd say that is her way of acting out and probably not communicating to you appropriately how she's been feeling. And you being the independent, strong sister who comes across as stable and together, she might feel like, you know, well, she's not there yet. Okay. So what I'd suggest is give her some time to process those emotions that she's going through. But I'd also say to you, don't stop calling her. Even if she's not that forthcoming and friendly. And when she's ready to share, she'll do so. I see that in time to come, when she does share with you, it'll come out like a barrage of stuff. So you will have that to contend with. But it'll also help to clear the air then, which is also better. And then going forward, the relationship will be on a more even keel between the two of you. And now your angel message that goes along with that is notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. And, you know, in times, sometimes you feel, oh, should I phone? Shouldn't I phone? I feel like I'm obliged to phone. When that feeling rises up in that moment, that's when you make the call. And that loving energy will come through to your sister. As I say, on a spiritual level, she'll probably feel it, but maybe not down here. But it will rise up, and eventually the air will clear between the two of you. There is that sibling love, and it will come back. Okay, I hope that helped you, Sue.
And we're gonna do one more.
Yes, I'd like to do one more. It's Renee. Renee is in Durban. She's asked for an angel message. She's been going through a very deep and emotional time recently. She lost both her cats and had to put them down from illness. and she's not coping well. They were her babies. So here's the angel message for you, Renee. It says, give your care and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens. As you nurture a child, so you take care and nurture your own inner child. And it's very important for you to do this now. And also, it's okay to withdraw from the world for a while you're undergoing this type of emotion. And then when you're ready, you'll feel the urge to surround yourself with people once more. So go easy on yourself. Listen to those feelings that you have. Don't do anything that you don't want to do. Just nurture that inner child. And when you're ready to play again, you'll do so. Thank you.
This is Erin AM 1368, where the music, the content, and the people are great.
You are listening to Spiritually Speaking, Incorporating Just Ask Janet.
Okay, that was Tedeschi Trucks with Love Has Something to Say. We're going to go into the Just Ask Janet segment of the show. And it's September, the color is green. And this week's stone is aventurine, and it links to the number 3 energy. The aventurine positively activates and clears the heart chakra. It enhances creativity and motivation. It reinforces decisiveness and enhances leadership qualities. It can shield and protect against intrusive energies, and it connects one with the healing light of the heart. These are the affirmations, and we publish the affirmations onto the Spiritually Speaking on Air Facebook page every day, and every Monday we'll be posting the message from the angels. So here we go with the aventurine affirmations. My decisions are positively reinforced. My leadership abilities are enhanced. I am shielded and protected against intrusive energies. Through being highly positive, I make the correct decisions for myself. I am able to positively share the leadership roles in my life. I am connected to the healing light of my heart. I love that one. And the last affirmation is, I am sending healing light to all others. This is Eden AM 1368, Janet and Diane in the studio on Spiritually Speaking. You're on air, online, in tune, Agony Aunts. Over to you, Di.
Okay. And the next question that we've got that came in online.
Okay, I forgot I was reading that one. Here we go.
Caitlin, I think.
Yes, hang on a sec. I moved because another one came in.
Okay.
Ooh, let me just see here. Yeah, here we go. Hi, Janet and Diane. Please, can I ask a question around my studies and my future career? Will I end up working in the field I'm currently studying? And do you see career, and in brackets, and financially or financial success in this field? Thank you. Kat.
Great. Okay. Kat, this is what I see. I see that you're staying with your studies and that you'll continue with them. You might feel like giving up sometimes, okay, but don't. I see that there will be hard times and easier times. Then I see that when you've finished your studies, that you'll be quite successful, actually, and do very, very well with your results. I see that there's going to be a mentor of sorts in your life. It looks as if you might be working for somebody, so you'll start off as with a practice, and then eventually you will move off and go on your own. Then I see that actually being very, very successful. But I do see this happening, over a period of years. It's not going to be overnight. But overall, yes, the financial success and the achievement that you're hoping for is there. Right. And I do see you staying in this field. Okay. So it's about helping and service. And that's what this result is all about. And your supporting angel card is, the worst is behind you now. You are surmounting any previous challenges. I want to say that, you know, whenever you're studying anyway, you're going to have those challenges when you feel like, I'm too tired to study. But you know what? You're going to do it. You've got the brains, you've got the willpower, and you've got the passion for it. You're going to sail through this. In the end, you're going to be grateful that you stuck to it. Great.
Thank you. We're going to have our next one?
Yes, I think so. Okay. This is Gail from PE. She's a job. Should I stay or leave my current job? All right, this is what I see for you, Gail. I see these periods where things go well. And then they feel, then you feel that you're being judged and things aren't going so great and you actually feel like leaving. Okay, so things might go a little bit pear-shaped from time to time. So then what I suggest is that there's a holiday coming up for you, and by the end of that holiday, you're going to actually feel much clearer about things, and I see that you're going to be making a decision or taking a decision to leave. But this comes along with an opportunity, so it's not as if you're just going to leave without another job. I see that this opportunity comes your way through somebody that you know, and it looks like you're going to be revisiting an offer or a discussion that you've had before. So that's about the timing, as I said, is probably about the new year after that holiday or the break that you're having in December. So I do see there's a change coming there for you. Your angel supporting card says that everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. I hope that helped you. Okay, I do see greater things and much more happiness there for you. So go with the flow at the moment, I'd suggest.
Dear me, can you believe it's 5:45 already? it's like we've been in the studio for 5 minutes. And the WhatsApp line's going, it's very busy. I was going to say it's going berserk, but it's not. It's very busy. Okay, I'm going to just do this for the moment. Do you ever feel neglected by your accounting firm, feeling that they just don't get you? We, the Rebel Accountants, know that you and your successors are more than just figures and reports. Our aim is to simplify your life, allowing you to keep doing what you do best. Remain relevant and progressive by partnering with the Rebel Accountants as your dedicated accounting firm or outsourced finance department. What makes us different? We take our business as serious as your own. We have a vested interest in the success of our clients to ensure growth and sustainability. From personal tax, bookkeeping, annual financials, payroll, tax, and secretarial services, and so much more. Work is done in the cloud, applying cutting-edge technology whilst giving you maximum ease of access so you can work anywhere, anytime. Be different. Call us today on 071-333-5594. That is 071-333-5594. Or visit the website, therebelaccountants.com. That is therebelaccountants.com. To stay up to date with accounting tips and trends, The Rebel Accountants, we rock your finance. This is Eden AM 1368, and we're rocking the psychic waves, Janet and Diane, and Diane and Janet.
Should we do one more before we have some music, maybe?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is Rose from Ferndale. She says, there's a new love in my life, and he's very serious, and he's even spoken about marriage. Now, it's relatively new, this relationship, so she's a bit of in a panic, and she realizes that he's quite serious about what he's talking about. Okay, so what I see for you, Rose, is that he is very serious about the relationship. He's certainly not kidding when he says that he wants to get married. So it looks as if your relationship with him goes very well for a time. And my advice is, yeah, again, maybe slow down and get to know each other very well before making any commitments. I sense there's an overtone of codependency, though, from his side. So you might need to just watch that. It could be because he's been in a relationship where things or relationships where things haven't worked, and there's been a lot of distrust or mistrust. So I'd suggest is just watch that, okay? And if he is more relaxed after going through a little bit of emotions like that, then certainly go for it. Your overriding angel message is, a chance meeting is no mistake. It is divinely orchestrated as a catalyst to set the wheels in motion for the fruition of your prayers. Pay careful attention to new people we send into your life. So I'd say, Rose, stick with it for the moment. Go with the flow. Have a load of fun and take it from there.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned. This is Eden AM 1368, Psychics Live with Janet and Diane on Eden AM 1368. We're going to hear from Sean Connery now, and it's his cover of a Beatles track called In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. In my life.
How cool was that? I'm going to dedicate that to my very good friend Olive. She loves that song. But Jesus, just so cool. Gives you goosebumps. Okay, so where are we? Okay. Who's next?
Sai.
Okay, Sai. Let's double check I have the right person. Here we go. Some insight into her work life. And if there's any chance, a little bit on her health. We don't try and replace the doctors. So any information we may give on health or finance is to be supportive. Override any of the professionals out there.
Yes. Okay. So I've had a look, and I'm going to give you an answer about your work life. Perhaps if I gave you a full reading, something would come up around your health. Because it's normally empathic when that comes up in a reading. And having one question answers, it doesn't normally come up here. So what I want to say is that around the end of the year, there's an opportunity coming for you on a more permanent basis. In fact, I actually see that there's quite a few opportunities coming for you and that you'll have a choice in the end. In the end, it looks as if you'll actually come down to two, and you'll make a decision as to which one is going to suit you better. But in the meantime, I see that opportunities don't seem to stop coming into your space. It's like you have a knack for this attraction for them to come in. So what your angel message is that focus on your highest priorities, and they will help you get organized and motivated. So I want to say it looks like you're going to be pretty busy, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop at any time. All right.
Okay, so, and then there's another one from Sai's friend, Kirtika. She's having some trouble in her life linked to finances, and she wants to know if there's anything that she can do for it to be sorted.
Okay, Kirtika, I'm looking at your reading, and I see that there is somebody that's going to give you some sound advice. I see that you are feeling a lot troubled, and it looks like you've actually should have more success than you're having now, but it seems to, as fast as the money comes in, it seems to go out. So I'm seeing that things are a little bit unbalanced in your life at the moment, and again, it's best to consult somebody that knows what they're talking about regarding finances, and I do see that things will come up into a more stable situation for you, but you're making a commitment around something. So based on the advice that you are receiving from this advisor would be your best bet. Okay.
So there we go. Thanks for that. And there is a disclaimer that is played at the beginning, at the end of every show. The onus of the interpretation of the information that we share lies with you, the person listening to it, receiving it, and then digesting it thereafter. And, you know, it's not an exact science. And we do link with our guides and angels. Okay, so this is Eden AM 1368. We're down to the last 7 minutes. We'll try and get through all of the questions. Which one's next, Di?
Okay, I have one over here, and it's Gail's friend. She's asked on her behalf. It's funny enough, her name is Diane, and she's from East London. She says that Diane is going through a difficult time job-wise. Is there going to be any change? So I see the situation doesn't look good. It looks as if there's a master manipulator in the place. And that's actually leading to a lot of discord. I'd encourage your friend to stay where she is just at the moment, but keep a positive outlook. I do see a new position coming in. There's something different that she's going to be doing and or learning, because it's a position that is slightly different to what she's used to. And I also see that it comes in rather suddenly. So I also see that there's going to be some deceit uncovered around the time that she leaves her current position. So the overriding angel message is there's Archangel Michael saying, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and your home, which is a nice, also nice to know that Archangel Michael's around her.
It most certainly does. And we've had another message from someone who was tuned in last week, Sol. We're going to get to it, but first we're going to pay some bills.
It's okay. We totally get it. You've obviously been sitting there this whole time, wondering how to make your brand look so cool that it's practically frozen, while trying to avoid spending an uncomfortable amount of money for said cool making. It's okay. Like I said, we get it. We being Adam's Apple, a team of brand marketing champions who won't just rock your world with service, but also enjoy making solid friendships and who themselves happen to be pretty flippin' cool. www.adams-apple.co.za. We know how you like them.
Yes, we certainly do. And please don't forget that SA Cartridges, for all your printer cartridges needs, you need to contact them today. We can supply you with high-quality, generic-compatible, imported printer cartridges. Dealers, agents, and end users are also welcome. We also offer a safe and secure online store. For more information, visit our website on sacartridges.co.za or email sacartridges@yahoo.com or call us on 082-552-7513. That is 082-552-7513. SA Cartridges, we put the color back into your life. And for those who may want to know, if you'd like to book a full reading with myself or Diane, my contact number is 082-871-5182. And Diane?
082-699-0031.
Thank you. And coming back to you, Sol, are there any messages for us with regards to our mom-in-law?
Okay, Sol, you don't say whether your mom-in-law is alive or if she has passed on. But what I'm getting is a lot of happiness over here around your mother-in-law. There looks as if there was a big disappointment. And I'm seeing that there is now some form of, I don't know what it is, peace. Okay. I'm also seeing that there's going to be some form of commitment or a message that's coming through for your mother-in-law. She's actually much happier. So I'm not quite sure how this is. Maybe it's not making sense to me, but maybe it's making sense to you. But a lot of messages and a lot of youngsters that are involved around your mother-in-law. So I'm not sure if she had a good relationship or has a good relationship with younger people. But she certainly seems to be, well, what can I say? Happy. There's form of happiness and serenity over here that's coming through from the reading. So the angel message for the week is listen. You know, we're so busy in our daily lives that we never take time to listen. Our minds are busy. What can we say? We just never stop and listen. We listen to music and TV and everything else, but we never quieten ourselves. So this is the message. Quiet your mind, beloved one, and listen to our gentle reassurance that everything has been taken care of. Stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desire's manifestation. A quiet mind and a body hears us quickly and clearly. This is our request to you. Listen.
Well, that is a bit of a tall order sometimes.
Yes. You know, if you ask your guardian angel will help you in any circumstance, and it's important that you also learn how to tune into him or her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the hour up. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for the questions. We did manage to answer all of them. And this is Spiritually Speaking, incorporating Just Ask Janet, messages from the angels, angel oracle assist, and your on-air, online, in-tune agony aunts. So for next week, 5 o'clock, I'll be doing the messages between 5 and 6. This is Janet. And then Diane will be in 2 weeks' time again.
I will see you then.
Mm-hmm. So lots of love, light. God bless you all.
Yes, and have a great week and do things safely.
Namaste.
The understanding and interpretation of all information or opinions shared on Spiritually Speaking will be for your own individual understanding and expression. Nothing is cast in stone. Through your free will and intention, you can change the outcome and the future.